Everybody, this is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some healings with everybody, and we'll just talk about the light shift momentarily here, so if we have nobody new online, they'll be able to understand what the Creation Light Shift is about. So the Creation Light Shift comes here once every 2,000 years to help people for the ascension process. The light shift is creation energy itself. It's pure light energy. And it only works in the present now. And they're doing the universal shift, which could possibly happen at the year 2012, what everybody is talking about. It could be after that or even sooner. But that's just a prophecy. But it is here. And they don't allow me to get the information on when it's going to exactly be. But the main thing is they're here to help you get your spirit into your body. And so the teachings that they have are the same teachings that Jesus had 2,000 years ago, because Jesus was from the creation light ship. And so his teachings and healings were done with the creation light ship. And this is kind of how it is right now. We're ready now. We're very close to this ending time. So the main thing is for everyone to get their spirit fully into their body. Most people are 20% in their body, which is not enough to take your body with you, to have immortality, and to go into another state of consciousness with your body. So this is really a journey for your body. It's not necessarily a journey for your spirit, because your spirit will go on its own journey anyway. So this is the gift that you can give your body at the time of ascension. And this is what Jesus did. He came back after his death process. And he came back to show them that what he was teaching was correct, that he could take his physical body that was basically killed and have it come back with life just like he was initially. So this is what you're able to do if you're able to come fully into your body and to do the work to do that process. So that's the creation light ship, why it's here. It comes every 2,000 years. The last time it came, because the people here were, in a sense, too dense, and they might be just as dense or more this time around, but I won't go into that. But basically, the Earth Spirit 2,000 years ago decided not to do its spiritual evolution and go through the universal shift, so it decided to keep its old blueprint and all the people on the planet, so everything got rematerialized over again in the same state of affairs that it was previous to the shift. So what we have now in our bodies is a 4,000 years of density, because it didn't shift last time, and the Earth Spirit had compassion not to kill everybody on the planet. Otherwise, we would have ascended. And Jesus' words, when he came to do the teachings, did not reach everybody. And this is why the Earth Spirit decided not to do its spiritual evolution. This time it is. So that kind of is where we are now, and it's up to you to give your body the gift of ascension. If you don't ascend, your body won't exist any longer. It will still have a spiritual blueprint on the light ship, but typically I'm sure nothing will want to take it on. I shouldn't talk negatively, but you know, the spirits will want to get into a very fresh body on a different location, because this energy here will no longer exist either. So unless something wants to come in and fully embrace this Earth blueprint that we have now. And then at that point, it's possible that the bodies on the Earth could even come back again. But that's kind of a decision that I know nothing about. But basically, the Earth Spirit is leaving 3D reality, giving up the spiritual blueprint, and going into eighth-dimensional reality. And it's already created. It's a brand new creation on the light ship, and it's ready to be activated during this universal shift. So, like I tell everybody, how much do you love your body? Are you willing to do the work to get into your body, just like you were when you were born physically here, you know, at your birth? and to be able to take your body with it, with your spirit in it, fully realized. So this is your choice. So we'll do some healing now. We'll first do the chakra clearings to help everybody to get more energy into their bodies, and we'll do entities, and we'll do the mind dropping into your heart center. So what we'll do first, if you like, is scroll down and put the beautiful light beam on. This is the first time to the show. Just click on Creation Light Shift Healings on today's date, and it would be at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And scroll down once you get onto that page, about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there, and we're going to energize here during this show. Actually, we'll do it right now for everyone, and then we'll do a chakra alignment for everybody. So if you want, just look at this beautiful picture of her. It's a drawing. And you're going to see that the rays will start to change somewhat around her as she holds more frequencies into this picture. She's coming into this in full energy. And this being now is Janina. And you can go to my website, and she has some a few paragraphs there that she actually came through and discussed things with us. So she's the commander of the light ship and in charge of the ascension process. So here we go. She's fully activated. You may see her eyes change colors, and her face will become more three-dimensional. So she'll be with us this evening, and you may feel your room changing energies too. So here we go, and go to your chakras. We only use the first six chakras. The seventh we don't worry about, because that's the crown chakra. It's not really connected to negativity that's in the body here. So we go from the fourth chakra first of all. So we're going to go to your fourth and move it around so it's positioned properly in your energetic matrix that you have with your body. Remember, we're holograms. So the heart chakra has to be reintegrated and positioned properly to give the proper frequencies to everything. So here we go. That looks fine. Now we'll go up to chakra five, your throat. Moving that around. Beautiful. Moving around to your third eye. That's proper. Going back down to your power chakra. Looks good. Second chakra. Below the navel. Looks good. And now we're going to the base of your spine, your root chakra. Great. We'll do an opening now. We'll do the chakra's body width to allow you to have more energy flowing in your body. The chakras give the life force energy to every body organ and actually every cell of your body. So here we go. Heart chakra. Use the word spin to increase it here. So spin, 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 open. Going up now to your throat. Spin, 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 open. And your sixth chakra, your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now to your power chakra, solar plexus. Spin, 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 spin. Boy, somebody has some density there. So spin, 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 open. Good. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. And now we'll do an entity release for everybody. So we'll take away some of these energies that have possibly attached to us here. They attach to our skin. They can come into our body. They can come into our consciousness. They can give us thoughts if they wish to do. They can get into arguments. We really don't want these energies. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they need us, need our spirit energy to live on. This is an earth-based energy that attaches itself to us here. So the reason why we get them is because we're out of our body a lot of times. They come in, and or we have a lot of traumas that we're going through, and we also leave at that time. Remember, your spirit's only love energy, and anything that we do with, that is not in love energy is going to have your spirit leave your body. If you get angry at somebody, if you're in physical pain, anything that's not love energy, your spirit will leave momentarily, moment by moment by moment. So, and at that time, when your spirit part of it wants to leave, then something else can come in. So here we go. Another way of looking at it, your spirit might be frightened of what you're going through, so it leaves too. So you're getting cleared out now. We're going to bring your spirit back to you that left from this abuse to it. And we're going to cleanse the spirit. and bring it back into your body. This is going to reclaim some of your spiritual identity of who you are. Remember, you must be in your body 100% for the ascension process, and it's up to you to do the work to do this. So here we go. We'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. Some more of your self is going to come back to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do some more entity releasing out of you. And when you come into your body, you're going to start feeling a little heavier, which is normal. When you're out of your body, you're light. When you're in your body, you're heavy because you have a consciousness that's scanning the body at that time. If you're not in your body, you won't have any psychic abilities, no intuition. If you're in your body, and the more you're in, the more you're going to have. So here comes more of your spirit. It's already cleansed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now we're going to do that wonderful attunement. If you've been on the show before, we do this on every show to get you so that you're more inside of your heart, to be heart-centered with your spirit. This is where your connection is to the divine. It's not inside of your head. So if you get information in your head, it's not going to be your spirit. There's a big difference there. So this is where you want to go and live your life in your heart center. So here we go. We're going to drop your awakening consciousness, your ego, whatever you want to call it, down into your heart. So here we go. Think of an elevator, 10th floor head, first floor heart. We're dropping you down now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wonderful. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, well, thank you. And hello and welcome, everybody. We are having a wonderful week of beautiful healings. Our topic or theme for this week is Divine Healing Essences from the Creation Lightship. And we are focusing tonight on the Ascended Masters, and Ron will actually bring in their pure divine essences straight from the Lightship in their first cause energy form. And Ron, I've heard you say that many times, and for anyone who's new to the program, can you talk a little bit before we go further about what that means to bring those energies in directly from the light ship and what that means about their first cause energy form?
Yes, okay. The creation light ship naturally creates everything. It's created you, your spirit. It created your body somewhere along the line. And what happens is that these divine beings are known to us by the names that we associate them with. They're also, travelers throughout the universe, and they go other places and may have different names and take on different body forms also. So they're the ones that come to help facilitate the ascension process, to do special spiritual teachings, and to help everyone understand their role in society and how they can help everyone and how you can help yourself. A lot of times those teachings were skewed, but there's still, you know, the grain of truth, which is to go into your heart because you are connected all the time through your own spirit back to your divinity of the light. So this is where you want to go to. The energy from these divine beings that come in now are from the light ship directly. They're not going through any other type of dimensional shifting where their energies are going to be askewed or dampened down. So it's their pure essence energy. And we'll have that session tonight here. It'll be very wonderful. So you can actually feel these divine beings coming to you. Now, they will not come into your head. You're not going to sit there and try to actually mentally figure them out or anything else. They're going to come into your heart center. This is why we dropped you down into the heart. This is where you want to go, and this is the only place you're ever going to connect to when you bring these energies in. So this you may want to even note if you watch a channeler, for instance, doing these energies, which could be the same ones that we're bringing in tonight. Most people take some, you know, maybe a minute or two to maybe 5 minutes to get connected, to get into their hearts to bring them through. If they all of a sudden turn on quickly, maybe within 10 seconds or so, and they start telling you information, it's a possibility, I won't say that it's 100% true, but it's a possibility that they're not heart-connected, they're mind-connected. So you have an entity out there who says, man, I'm going to play Archangel Michael tonight, and Sally Jones over here is going to be doing this channeling for 100 people, and I'm going to come right into her mind and start talking like I'm Archangel Michael. And so you want to be cautious and always use your heart center to listen. Go into your heart and listen through your heart. And the information, even if the channeler is there channeling some other energy other than Archangel Michael, but saying that it is, there still could be some truth to that information, okay? But your heart will discern whether it's good or bad for you or whether it's correct for you. So this is how you want to connect with any of these divine energies. You want to go to your heart first and then ask your spirit to bring them to you. So your spirit is the filter. This is how you want to do all of your spiritual practices. Never go to your head. Always go to your heart first. Ask your spirit to connect. And that way you're going to know if you're getting the true authentic energy that you want to bring in. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, great. Well, on that note, talking about getting into your heart, we did have a question left from the last show that we weren't able to we weren't able to take up because we ran out of time. And Crystal was asking, do you connect to your heart through intention? Can you answer that for her?
Yes, you can. But you really need to do the consciousness drop. Just thinking about going to your heart is not the same thing as going into your heart. So the intention is there, which should bring you into the heart. But you have to actually do that conscious drop with your mind to your heart. Otherwise, you're not going to be in your heart. You know, it's like thinking of maybe eating food versus actually eating food. There's a big difference there. But the intention is what you start off with. But you have to do that conscious drop into your heart center. This is why we do this on each show, to open up those channels for you so you're able to connect. And you will feel different, completely different when you're in your heart center. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay. Now, I wanted to mention something before you start bringing in the energies that is something that we really haven't talked about on the radio program before, and I wanted to make people aware of it in case they would like to take advantage of this. And that is, on your website, you have a page that has a place where people can order photos of or pictures of the saints, the masters, angels, and archangels, and so forth. And then, as I understand it, you will activate them for them with that energy from that particular being. Can you talk to people about that for just a minute or two and let them know how that works?
Yeah, sure. What happens is, we'll say you select Archangel Michael. So you pay for it. We send it to you. And then at a time that's convenient for both of us, we'll say a week away, you tell me that you received the photo, and then we call you up and you hold the photo in your hand, and we'll bring in Archangel Michael directly into that photo energy for you. And then it will be attuned for you for what you need at that time from Archangel Michael. And the picture will change much like the light beam does here. It'll get more colors in it, and it will radiate that divine energy just for you. And then normally people put these on their altars and or just connect with it somehow. So you look at it or, you know, maybe ask it for guidance and healing. Remember, you have to go to your heart, too, to do this. And at that point, it will stay fully activated for as long as you use it. If you put it inside of a drawer, then chances are the energy vibration will come off on it. But if you connect with the photo maybe every couple weeks or so, or even daily, it'll stay activated and bring that part of the divine to you. Remember, there's all different frequencies of the divine, so this is just one of those frequencies. And part of that frequency, we'll say of Archangel Michael, since from the source energy everything is basically the same, that's where true oneness is. It will be that oneness in you resonating to you, although you can't go back into oneness again because you're created to be a creative being, but you will have the frequency of Archangel Michael that is still inside of everyone listening here and on this planet. That frequency is in it. These masters only come here and angels to resonate to us the divinity that they have so we can become more astute to our spirituality. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, we were talking earlier about the ascension and the time when Jesus was here. So I think it'd be wonderful to start with the energy of Jesus for our first experience here tonight.
Okay, so again, the light ship is doing this for you. There's nothing for you to do. I'm going to put you into your hearts better here. So here we go. I'm going to do that heart invocation, bring in your consciousness down into your heart. So you should feel different after this here. You should feel like you're more relaxed, calmer, and that you're out of your head, that your head is actually, you know, the way you're thinking is going to feel like it's going to be inside of your chest cavity. So here we go. Dropping you down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you're just sitting there listening to me, you need to concentrate and ask your ego self, your mind, okay, your consciousness to surrender into your heart because it has to move down. I get emails from people saying that each time I do the counting, they actually feel part of their mind dropping down maybe an inch or two at a time. And then when I do the complete session, they actually feel that they're inside of their body cavity. So this is the way you should feel. If you don't feel this way, then you're not in your heart. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, just stay there in your heart. We're going to bring in the energy of Jesus who walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So we're going to bring him in from the light ship. You'll come right into your room. You may actually even see the energy. You might feel the energy around you, and you should be connecting to it in your heart center. The energy normally comes in like through your ceiling, and it'll come down around you. So here we go. So here comes Jesus, and we're going to invoke the energy in. So I'll use the word stronger to facilitate this here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Very beautiful energy. So I'll just put some music on here and let you enjoy this beautiful energy of Jesus as he's connecting with you inside of your heart center. Remember, stay in your heart. Thank you. Okay. So that felt wonderful to me. So we have a question on the fast chat here. Why didn't the creation light shift turn everything off and on, create a shift, when Jesus was here? Well, that actually happened. But the earth spirit decided not to give up the earth blueprint and everything on it. So what happened was everything was then brought back instantly into manifestation over again. And the earth spirit decided to not move on in its consciousness to another dimensional frequency and to stay back, hold itself back over again for another 2,000-year cycle. Its choice was that whether it wanted to terminate every life form on the planet, and its compassion allowed it to hold itself back so that the life forms, which would be us humans, would not be completely disintegrated into nothingness, because that's what happens when your spiritual blueprint of your body has no frequency in it to sustain life. And so the earth did do the shift, but it shifted back to where it was before. Everything has a choice whether they wish to move on in consciousness or to stay where it is. So I hope that answered the question. So yeah, the earth did shift, but it did not move forward. And this is why the people here on the planet now are so dense, because we now have a 4,000-year density into our body instead of a 2,000-year. So that's actually what happened. So there were people, a few, maybe not too many, that actually shifted who believed in Jesus' teachings during that process. And they just, in a sense, dematerialized instantly and left. And we do have even cultures today that people who are doing geological digs, and they come to areas and they go, wow, there's all these relics here of civilization, but we find no bones. What happened to these people? Well, those people did ascend at some point in time. And so that's what actually happened. So a few people did, do the shift, but basically humanity did not as a whole. This time, the earth spirit is leaving. And, it's already did its extra 2,000-year cycle. So now it wants to leave and go on to its new experience. And we have the choice, if we wish, to stay with this beautiful earth presence energy and go to a higher consciousness with our bodies. So, like I said, this is your choice. And how much do you love your body? And do you really want to do this shift? So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll take up another question or two before we go back. And I will say that since we aren't able to go overtime on Wednesday night and our hour is already halfway up, we're going to probably have to limit the questions so that we have time to get to those other divine energies. But we'll take up a few more. We have a question. Ed is wondering, how many people on Earth do you think would make the ascension if it happened tonight?
Boy, Ed, I would venture to say, you're kind of pinning me down here. When I started this mission a little bit over 2.5 years ago, there was about 1,500 people on the planet that would ascend when the light ship wanted me to come out to do this. So I came in from the light ship here, being a regular human like all of us here, and knowing that I had something to do, on a higher level of consciousness, and then they activated me to do this, and this is what I'm doing now. But I would say right now on this planet, stabbing at it, I would say probably between 10 to 15,000 people. So that's what my gut reaction would be to that question. Only because the people are not doing the work and they're not in their body enough to allow the spirit to integrate with every cell of your body. Remember, the ascension process, what you have now, your physical body was made from the earth, okay? That's why the earth spirit chose to stay back, because the physical body could not leave this frequency of the earth. So during the ascension process, your physical body gets transformed into a spiritual physical body as opposed to an earth-based physical body. So what you want to be is a spiritual physical body in spirit. And at that point, your body can leave with your spirit in it. So this is the ascension process. And you cannot buy spirituality. You can get all the books you want to read about ascension. You can have all the different tools. People like to get tools and paper workshops and go back into the past and to see what other people have done, especially the Egyptians. That's real popular now, is bringing forth, you know, Egyptian technology, but it's not going to help you. You must get into your body. So if your spirit, remember, is part of the divine, it knows how to do the ascension. It's not stupid. So all it's asking you to do is to get into your body. And unfortunately, we have all these blocks in us of densities. And like I said on the previous show, that what happens is special teachers come in our time frames, and it's known inside of us by our spirit that, man, we better get on the ball and start working with our bodies. So typically what would happen would be, since we have, we'll say, a life length here, we'll just say going back 500 years, we'll say that we lived to be 60 years of old back then. Well, typically what would happen would be people would not conceive a child until they're probably about maybe 40 or 45 in their later years. And then that child, since they worked on themselves to get rid of their emotional baggage, would be much purer than they were. And then as it works its way down through generation to generation, that child is even more pure. And right now we should be like at the turnkey point where, you know, we're just ready to go. We're like 99.9% ready for ascension. And we just got to get in our body a little bit, and that's it. Poof, we're gone. Okay, but no, that hasn't happened. You know, look at your parents, for instance. You know, there may be some people out there whose parents are very spiritual, and they worked on their emotional baggage, and maybe before they conceived you, and they conceived you at later years so that they were more mature and that they got rid of and worked on themselves with their emotions. If they did that, wonderful. But most people, that hasn't been done. So what happened to us actually is the last 100 years. Remember, this is our graduation time. So the last 100 years, these, in a sense, negative ETs, I'll use that terminology, came here and gave us this wonderful technology, which is what we have today. You know, the car was invented, you know, and everything else, and that's all ways to sidetrack us from working on ourselves. And if you look at life now, there's all kinds of stuff around us to stimulate us. Not that it's bad, just that most people, you know, could care less about having their body ascend. And this is what the dark side wants, to try to hold you back. So hopefully, you know, this is, you understand what I'm talking about, that it's up to you to do this work. And, you know, your parents, grandparents, you know, throughout the generations going back, should have been working on themselves, making you a much better person right now, and they probably haven't done that because the teachings weren't available. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we have so many questions on the fast chat. I think probably pretty soon we're going to have to do one of those special question and answer conference calls just to address some of these that we do every once in a while. But anyway, let's bring in another divine energy, and then we'll see what we can get to. Since we brought in Jesus, how about bringing in his counterpart at the time of the last ascension, who we worked with, Mary Magdalene?
Sounds
wonderful.
And
then maybe bring them both in together as twin flames. And maybe you could talk just a little bit about that, Ron, and about Mary's role with Jesus when he walked the earth.
Yeah, basically that was his twin flame energy, his other half, and she was here doing very similar healings that Jesus was, probably equally as important in his lifetime. So naturally she would meet with the females, and he would meet with the males. And but anyway, they were both very powerful people. I would say that both of them were equally astute and could do the exact same healings. So we're going to bring her energy in right now. This is the twin flame energy of Jesus, and then we'll bring him in both together so you can feel the wholeness energy of these two divine beings as one. So here comes Mary Magdalene here. this here pure divine essence from the light ship. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll put some more music on here, and you can enjoy the energy of Mary Magdalene. Energy of Jesus again, so you're going to have both the divine energies with you. You could look at it as male and female energies. This will be the true whole spirit of these two together. So here we come. Here's Jesus along with Mary Magdalene. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, that was wonderful, and I'd love to hear on the fast chat from anyone who what they experienced during that. Thank you, Del Rey, for those beautiful comments about Jesus and the flow of love from Mary. It's wonderful. Now, there were others that I saw on your website, Ron, that you have the activated photos of or pictures of, and one of those is Kuan Yin.
Okay, so we'll bring in the energy of Kuan Yin. So again, just sit back and relax. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do. These energies come to you. Just need to be open to receive them and be in your heart. They'll come to your heart center. So here comes Kuan Yin. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay. Again, just sit back and relax and, you know, request your healings and commune with Kuan Yin.
Okay, let's see. Well, let's talk for a minute about the ascension process and what happens with the physical body. We've had questions about that, and, you know, if someone's old, why bother to take their body with them and so on.
Okay, naturally you have a physical blueprint that's on the light ship, so your body will go back to the age that your spirit chooses to, so... Most people, I would imagine, like when people pass over, they come back maybe in the 20s. So you could get a body, pick a body time when your body was in perfect health at a given age and have that body materialize at that time. So that's what happens. You know, if you're older, like we have listed here, like 80 years of old, why would you want to do the ascension, you know, since you're, you know, having all these physical difficulties possibly. But, no, the body... will be recreated in pure perfection as a divine creation with your spirit being perfectly healed in that also. Then we have another question here that I see. Can people do the ascension without the creation light ship? That is possible. I would say that if you lived a very, very sheltered life and you had no traumas in this lifetime and then you have worked on yourself a lot, being in a sheltered life, taking away your emotional baggage, yeah, I don't see why that wouldn't be possible. Remember, you want to be in your inside of yourself 100% to have your spirit energy with you 100%. But most people are unable to do that, so the light ship is here to add assistance for that. I have worked with a few people who've been in monasteries for a few years. One gentleman, I think, was... maybe in Tibet for like 5 years. And when I was doing his emotional years chart, I came upon these years, I think in his early 20s, and I go, man, there's no emotional energy here. And I continued on, and I believe he is probably maybe middle 50s. And, you know, I did the whole emotional healing, and when we got done, he kind of laughed, and he says, yeah, that was when I was in a monastery. So what happened with him is that he was not confronted with all the external stuff going on in his life, and those years were cleared out because he wasn't dealing with emotional stuff, and it wasn't imprinted in him. Plus, he was going through rituals himself of cleaning himself out. Okay, back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we had a listener email a question wondering if there is a creative or unconditionally loving force of some kind of thing that we would call God, not in the biblical sense of how it's often depicted as a person, but is there something besides the creation lightship, or is the creation lightship what has created the entire universe?
Yeah, it would be the creation lightship that you would probably conceive of God as far as that. They don't use that word on the lightship, though, but yeah, that would be it. That is a creative medium of love that created the whole universe. Yes, this is what is here now to help us. And I'm from that energy. I chose to incarnate in this lifetime here to, in a sense, finish unfinished business to help people here. I was helping Jesus continuously for his healings on people. So I was the direct link from Jesus to the lightship when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So I came back to help people this time, and I came from the lightship directly and not into the other realms of dimensions and the Galactic Federation. And so, yes, the lightship is here to help people, but you have to do the work. And if you can get into your body 100% and release your emotional energies, whether you have heard about the lightship or not, you would go through the ascension process, yes. Go ahead, Sylvia. It's your
okay.
turn here.
Yes, I'm here. Let's see. So another question that we had earlier, I can't see it anymore on the fast chat, but it was someone wondering if any of the ascended masters are now here on the earth living, reincarnating here to help us?
That's a good question. I imagine they're holding frequencies. I don't know of any that are really out there right now. So that's hard for me to answer because my mode is only healing. And so I'm not privileged to a lot of that other information because it doesn't pertain to me. So my focus is helping people heal to get into their bodies. That's why I came here. I'm sure that they are going to be here possibly, but they'll be telling you the same thing that I am if they were walking physically on this earth, is to get into your body, and that there's no magic way. You have to do the work to clear away the densities in your physical life form that you have now. And so this is what Jesus taught. This is his whole teachings, is to get rid of the false teachings that people have had back then. Not to pray to idols, go inside, go in. This is his whole teaching. And the reason why I mentioned to go within is to get away from the religious beliefs at that time and the different organizations that were around to take away, to steal souls out of the bodies and everything else. So he was saying, you know, go within. This is what you have to do to connect to the kingdom, to connect to the divine energy, which is your spirit. So this is his whole teaching philosophy, is to go within, and then everything else will follow after that. So this is why I say all you need is one book in your metaphysical library, and you can do a scan of your library right now and just need one book with one page, and that'll say go within. And that's where you're going to find your divine, the essence of you. It's not outside of yourself. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay.
It's like time's running out, too.
The energy of Buddha.
Okay, here comes Buddha. So again, sit back and relax. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, very kind energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So again, just sit back and relax, and we'll have some music on, and you can experience the divine essence of Buddha here. Beautiful energy of Buddha. So just kind of in closing here, we have about 3 minutes left here. So the whole philosophy of the light shift is here, the same as Jesus, is to get into your body with your spirit 100% so you can do the ascension. And it's not easy, but that's what you have to do. And you want to just shed all the beliefs that you probably have about religion and just go into your heart. And know your spirit. You have to walk with your spirit, connect with your spirit, know your own divinity. This is the teachings of Jesus, and that is still the same of the light ship right now, because all of his teachings came from the light ship. And that's the basic one that you just need to know. And your spirit knows how to do the ascension. So, you know, put all of your time into that. Release the judgments that are stored inside of you by your ancestors. And those stored energies are bringing you situations in your life because of the judgment that your body wants to release out of it for the ascension process. This happens on every lifetime, is that the body will attempt to heal itself by mirroring itself, its actions to someone else, physical, and or having situations that may not be too good for it, but it's, remember, it's up to us to correct it, to get out of judgment. So, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back to you now. We got 2 minutes to go here.
Okay, well, it's Wednesday night, so how about we end off the night by bringing in Saint Germain and the Violet Flame?
Okay, wonderful. So here comes Saint Germain and the Violet Flame. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 not with Saint Germain, now bringing the Violet Flame energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I guess we'll sign off here and just say blessings to all of you. And our next show is Friday at 9 o'clock. And if you're interested in having some healing sessions, they're very reasonable. They're $20 for 1 hour Creation Light Shift healing. Those are Mondays and Fridays. So you can connect with me if you wish. Underneath the light beam, there's the email. You can go to radio if you wish at creationlightshift.com. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.